Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, archery competition. So there's an archery competition. This is to win Penelope's hand, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's, you know, Penelope is very cunning. She knows what she wants, and she knows how to... She has various different ways of avoiding having to find herself in circumstances that she doesn't want. So she sets up this archery competition, which on one hand is a test for Odysseus, but it's also something that she assumes none of the suitors, who are the 20 or so young men who are trying to compete for her hand in marriage, as something that she knows that none of them can really succeed in. She has this, I think it's a sort of a set of axes. They need to be able to string Odysseus's bow and shoot an arrow through this row of axes. And it's one of those sort of master tools that only Odysseus is strong enough to string in the correct way and all this kind of stuff. Most of the suitors, all of the suitors fail, and it's only Odysseus who is able to string the bow effectively and shoot the arrow through the axes. So that was the sort of contest to get over the threshold, if you like, in the story. Now, there's a couple of things that this sort of made me think of in my own journeys into VR. So going right back to the virtual Alps that I spoke about at the beginning of the first episode, the beginning of this journey, if you like. So before I started climbing the virtual Alps, I had this orientation section, which involved me having to learn how to perform a series of tasks. And I was basically given some objects by a friendly droid that I had to sort into various different boxes or something or other. And that taught me how to use the controllers and things like that. And there was a similar thing with the Pollinator Park experience, where I used Quest's First Steps app. And again, I think you mentioned this earlier, Mark, as well. There's a logic to giving students some kind of orientation task before you ask them to go off and perform something more substantial while they do that. So yeah, they might be sort of attempting to thread the bow or, you know, learning the setup of the competition.
So is that how Penelope then recognises him, that she knows that it's Odysseus because he can fire this arrow through all of these axes? Is that how they're reunited, or is there something else that is the reason how she recognises
him? She is very suspicious because she knows that people can present in different ways. I mean, she's probably had experience of various gods turning people into different characters. So even when he's the only person who can string Odysseus's bow, he's the only person who can shoot through all the arrows, he happens to then kill all the 108 suitors as well.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of vicious slaughter at the end of this story.
A lot of vicious slaughter and nasty punishments goes on at this point. Yeah. But even then, you know, he says, "Hey, here I am. I'm home again. And look, the slave who wet nursed me, she has recognised me, and my son has recognised me." Penelope goes, "Well, I'm not sure. Are you sure it's you? You know, you've been away for a long time." And then she tests him by saying, "Oh well, you know, come over here to my bed." And Odysseus says, "Well, I can't possibly go over there to my bed because the entire house is built round my bed, and this is how I constructed it. And you know, I grew an olive tree, and then I started building a bed, and then I did all these other things." And at that point, Penelope goes, "All right, nobody else except one servant knew that. So you are my husband, and all is well."
And you're back. There's my jumping off point here.